神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
You know, friendship doesn't begin in a vacuum.
友谊不是从空空的开始的。
We had talked about friends before.
我们以前就谈过交朋友的事情。
I gave some of the elements of friendship.
我也告诉你们什么叫做友谊。
But I want to talk about growing with your friend.
但是我要谈的就是说怎么样可以建立你跟朋友之间的关系。
In other words, developing friendship.
发展你们的友谊。
There are some people that have tried to make friends, but they just can't keep them.
很多人很喜欢交朋友，可是呢，交了之后马上就丢了朋友。
So there seems to be an art to building your friendship.
这样看起来的话，要真正有朋友，有朋友的友谊，可能是有一些技巧艺术的。
Friendship doesn't begin in a vacuum.
我说过，友谊不是无中生有的。
There can be no friendship when there's a vacuum in your life.
如果你里面的那个就是这个朋友的空间是空的话，那从来就不会有友谊的发生。
Because friendship depends on contacting other people.
因为所谓的友谊就是跟对方的这种联系接触。
You see, the transition from a stranger to an acquaintance to a friendship takes steps.
对一个朋友的那种一开始是陌生不太认识的，一直到成为一个密友之间呢，是要有一个过程的。
It begins with attention.
首先你要对他有一些注意。
You are attracted to each other, or one of you is attracted to the other.
你们彼此呢有一些彼此的这种吸引。
And this happens when you share an experience.
这个要由这种经验的分享来彼此建立。
And you cannot share an experience unless you get out into the world where there's people.
你要分享你的经历，一定要面对人来分享，不然的话是不可能的。
People equal friends, and friends equal people.
所谓的朋友就是一个对象，那基本上你的友谊的因素是人。
You see, some people find it difficult to be out among people.
因为有的人呢有时候跟人相处很难。
Shy people and lonely people.
像那些很孤独的人或者是害羞的人。
Maybe I shouldn't say lonely people. Maybe I should say loners.
或许我不应该说是孤单，而是那种孤僻的人。
You see, shy people or loners many times don't want to be around people, and they're sort of they feel more safe when they stay by themselves.
这种害羞形态的人或者这种孤僻的人呢，他们不太喜欢在人群之间，他们觉得自己独处会比较安全一点。
Then there are the elderly that cannot really get out among people anymore.
有一些年纪比较大的人也不太能够在人之间生活。
And then there's the new mothers that have so much to do, and yet they are very lonely.
有一些妈妈，就是新生儿的妈妈呢，他们太多事情要照管了，所以呢，他们就很忙，而且他们也很孤单。
So there are situations where we have to sometimes make ourselves get out among people.
所以有一些处境呢，会让我们没有办法去交朋友，所以这样子的话，特别你就要让自己能够跨出去交朋友。
And then when you have well, maybe been attracted to someone and they've been attracted to you. It mustn't stop there. You must continue to see them at times so that you can build on that attraction.
如果你有碰到一个人或者是对方或你自己彼此都觉得好像蛮欣赏对方的，那就不要停在这里，要继续的去培养你们的友谊。
And usually one of them has to maybe step out more than the other one to bring that friendship together.
要建立友谊是要其中有一个人愿意比较主动的，而且愿意多一点的跨出。
Because making friends may be a risk you feel. So it takes someone who is brave enough to risk that to be able to develop the friendship.
有时候交朋友就像冒险一样，要有人有那种冒险的精神，勇敢的，愿意去试试看来交这个朋友。
And then we see that actually one has to begin the confidence between each other.
其中有一方要愿意在彼此之间建立信任的关系。
And of course, the main element is that we have to talk.
最主要的因素是彼此要交谈。
Talking is very needful to build a friendship.
交谈、讲话、对话是在交友当中很重要的、很需要的。
Now let's see what is not what a friend should do.
那我们来看一看有什么应该要避免的。
When you find someone that just talks about themselves, they're very self-centered.
如果有一个人他谈的都是他自己，他们是很自我中心的。
But when it is building a friendship, one talks and one answers, and they talk together.
当所谓的建立友谊的这种交通或者是讲话的时候呢，应该是有一个人讲话，然后一方面也要有这种对答，就是彼此有沟通的。
And so you see, as they talk, and as they begin to open to themselves, their friendship begins to grow.
双方面的这种对谈，然后呢，会建立彼此的了解，还有这种关系。
Now listen, the friend who always has to listen, that other one is taking you for a counselor, not a friend.
如果你发现有一个人呢，那来总是来找你谈话，而且呢，都是他在讲，都没有让你讲的话，那事实上他是来找一个，好像一个辅导他的人，不是在找一个朋友。
Now, when only one does the talking, that person is either bossing or putting your friend, putting you in the role of a counselor.
如果对方一直都是他在一厢情愿的讲话，那如果他不是那种很霸道的人，不然他就是把你当做一个諮商者。
Also, there are some people who you think is your friend, but all they want to do is lecture you.
那也有些人呢，他们把你当作朋友，可是呢，什么都是他在教你。
True friendship is when you can both interact in your talking together.
真正的友谊，真正的朋友的交谈是对谈的，是彼此交流的，不是单方的。
You see, people talk to each other to extend themselves.
因为谈话可以让我们这个我可以伸展出去。
To accept the responsibility of friendship.
而且呢，可以在朋友之间呢接受责任。
So they share ideas or feelings.
所以他们会彼此来分享他们的感受或他们的理想。
And it becomes good, rich conversation.
这样会变成一种很丰富、很好的这种对谈。
Now, people don't talk for various reasons.
那有些人呢，他们有些理由，他们不谈话。
Actually, the person may be a very shy person.
比如说呢，他是一个害羞的人。
It's very difficult sometimes for a very shy person to truly make friends.
一个害羞的人是很难找到朋友的。
Now, they may find someone that likes them, and they'll go to their house, and they'll sit there while that person talks and lectures and just says what they feel, but they never take part in the conversation.
或许他会找到有一个喜欢他的人，然后邀他到家里面来，那个人呢，就开始讲话，一直讲话，然后这个害羞的人呢，从来不参与他讲话的内容。
You say, can a shy person ever learn to talk? Of course.
一个害羞的人是不是就从来就没有学会讲话呢？当然他可以学会讲话。
When they build a true friendship, there's going to be this mutual conversation.
如果建立真正的友谊的时候，那就会有很基本的对话。
Haven't you ever heard someone say, why, that lady's always so shy, she never says a word, but when she's with this other woman, they're talking all the time.
你有没有看过这样子的情形，就是某某一个啊女士呢，她平常不太说话，很害羞，可是你发现呢，针对某一个人的时候，她就可以滔滔不绝。
You see, that shy person stepped over and began to share her feelings and her ideas with the other one.
因为这个害羞的人呢，开始针对某一个人来分享他自己的里面的这个世界。
There are times when people don't know what to say.
有时候，某些情况下我们不晓得该说什么话。
In such situations as a death of a relative, people sometimes don't know what to say to the person whose relative has died.
就像一个情况，比如说呢，有一个朋友他的亲戚过世了，然后这种情况下面，你真的不晓得该怎么开口来对他说话。
Then there is another area that keeps people from talking sometimes, and that's because they are night people or they are morning people.
那也有一些人呢，有一个时段呢，他们是不太能说话的。那比如说呢，有的人呢，他们啊是不习惯早起的，他们就是夜里面很晚睡。那有些人呢是不习惯晚睡的，所以这些呢那种时段他们不太说话。
A woman once told us about her husband and herself in their mode and their ways of conversing together.
有一次呢，有一个女士呢跟我谈到她跟她先生之间的这种交通，就是交谈的一个情况。
She is a morning person. She wakes right up and out of bed and ready to go. Her mind is clear. She can talk. She can write during that time. The early morning and on into the day is her time.
那这个女士她说呢，她是一个早起的人，她一早呢很容易就醒过来，很清醒的，她可以思考，她甚至可以写东西，然后她又很有精神的，可以开始做一天的工作。
Her husband is a night person.
他的先生呢，相反，刚好是一个可以晚睡的人。
He comes awake later in the day and can stay up all hours of the night and is very alert. He was very talkative. He could think very well at night, but early in the morning, he could hardly get awake.
那他的先生刚好是相反的。因为呢，他的先生在一天下来呢，晚上是他最清醒的时候，在那个时候呢，他可以很清晰的想事情，然后呢，也非常的喜欢去讲话，但是呢，早上他可就不行了。
So she said she learned through the years that they didn't talk to him about anything that really mattered in the morning.
所以呢，这个太太就学到一件事情。当很重要的事要跟他讲的时候，绝对不要在早上时候讲。
And he learned that he didn't talk to her about things that mattered at night because her mind was closed down, she was tired, and she just couldn't function at that time.
这个先生也学到呢，有什么重要的事情呢，绝不能在晚上跟他太太谈，因为在那个时候呢，他太太的这种思考或者是他的精神都已经好像关掉了一样，他没有办法去跟他真正的交谈。
And so maybe that person you're trying to develop a friendship with and you can't understand why when you see them in the morning, they just don't talk.
如果你碰到这样的一个朋友的话，你或许刚开始就不了解说为什么早上时候他就是不讲话。
And it may be very well that that person is a night person that wakes up at night and wants to talk.
后来你发现原来他是那个晚上可以留得很晚，只有在晚上健谈的人。
Then there are people that when they're under stress, they don't talk.
有一些人呢，他们在压力之下他们是不讲话的。
And sometimes you may wonder, this friend you're developing, why when they get under stress, they just don't talk to you.
所以有时候呢，你就发现为什么我这个朋友呢，平常好好的，一有压力的时候呢，他就不讲话了。
They should share it with you, but they don't say a word.
应该呢，他要多讲一点，应该跟我分享，为什么他不讲呢？
And of course, then talking can take a lot of work.
那有时候讲话事实上的也是要用精力的。
But if the person is worth having, then you must learn how to talk.
即使你的朋友有前面这些所提到的这些难处，不能真的很好的畅谈的话，那如果你觉得很这个朋友是值得交的话，你还是要主动的去跟他对谈。
Now, how we talk is important sometimes.
怎么谈话也是很重要的。
You might say, what do you mean, how we talk?
什么是叫怎么谈话？这个意思是什么呢？
You know, when we talk and rather excited, that makes people feel excited about what we have to say.
比如说呢，你讲话时候讲得非常的激动，那啊，对方呢也会听得很激动。
If you're an enthusiastic person, that brings the ears of the people right to you.
如果你讲得非常的热切的话，很热烈的话，当然对方也会听得很热烈。
And sometimes if you're a person that uses body language that draws attention, people's attention is brought to you.
有的人呢，有很多这种肢体的语言也会吸引别人呢，对你很注意。
Now, on the other hand, there are some people that actually mumbles when they talk.
但是也有的人他们讲话口齿不清。
That may make it very difficult for people to understand you.
以至于让对方很难了解。
When they have to constantly be saying, what did you say?
那变成说呢，你常问他说呢，你在说什么？
Maybe you're not speaking clear enough. Maybe you're speaking too low. These discourage conversations.
有时候我们的说话有时候太小声或者是不清楚呢，都会让这种对谈有障碍的。
You might say, well, I do, this is just me. I can't speak any different.
或许你说呢，那就是我讲话的方式啊，我讲话就是这样子。
That's not true.
可是这不是事实。
When you become aware of something that you need to do like that, you can do it.
当你确定说呢，我需要做得更好的话，那你就会可以做得更好。
Usually, I am a very soft-spoken person also.
平常呢，我是一个讲话不大声的人。
But when my mother got older and could not hear, I had to learn how to talk loud.
当我妈妈年纪越来越老的时候呢，她有重听的这样的一个毛病，那变成我就要讲话讲得越来越大声。
It wasn't easy, but after a while, I became fairly successful at it.
虽然不容易，可是呢，我自己也变成可以讲大声的人了。
So just pay attention to how you are talking and how people respond to your talking.
就是说你自己要注意到你自己讲话的情况怎么样，也注意到对方的反应怎么样。
Have you ever been in a group and this one person was just talking and laughing and telling them a very good experience they had and everybody's attention was on them?
你有没有这种经验，在一个团体里面，其中有一个人呢，手舞足蹈的来讲他的经验，非常的生动，然后大家都非常的听得非常的有趣。
It may not have been what they were saying so much as how they were saying it was something that the people just caught on to.
或许他讲的实在是没有什么多大的一个事情，但是呢，因为他如何来讲这件事情，如何形容的话，就变成啊吸引人的地方。
So in your friendship, begin to work on those things that would keep you from really being able to converse with your friend.
所以在你交朋友的时候呢，开始在这种讲话对话的当中呢，做一些努力，然后就可以建立更好的友谊。
Now, another thing we have to learn is to be sensitive to our friend.
另外一方面，你要学习对对方有一种敏感性。
Some of you don't even know what I mean by that, do you?
有的人听不懂我在讲什么。
You have really never took the other person's feelings into your thinking as you say what you want to say.
当你说什么话的时候呢，你从来没有想到对方会有什么感受，所以呢，你从来不去顾虑到对方什么感受。
But it really is a wonderful ability when you learn how to be sensitive and know when to say some things and when not to say some things.
如果你可以学习到稍微敏感一点，去体识到说什么时候该说，什么时候不该说这些话，那就更好。
Now suppose now that you have a raise and you're going up in the company, you're getting more money, you have a better position, you can hardly wait to tell your friend.
比如说呢，你刚好在公司里面呢，你升迁了，然后呢，你有很多的成就，那你真是迫不及待要告诉你的朋友这些好消息。
So you meet in a coffee shop.
你就跟他在一个咖啡馆见面。
And、you're so excited to tell them.
你好兴奋的要告诉他。
But you see by the look on your friend's face that something has happened.
然后你发现你的朋友的脸色不太对。
And she tells you that her mother has just found out that she is terminally ill, she has cancer, and she only has a year to live.
他就告诉你说他的母亲刚刚被发现有绝症，而且好像在人世上已经不久了。
I think a sensitive person recognizes this is not the time to tell my friend of my good fortune.
如果你有敏感度的话，这种时候不应该是你跟对方谈你的这种好像好运气的时候。
You know, also, you may have a friend that is always late.
比如说有一个朋友呢，总是会迟到。
And that sort of troubles you.
那让你觉得很干扰。
You know, there's different ways of telling your friend, I really don't like this.
那有可以有不同的方法来跟你的朋友表白这个事情，你可以跟他说，我实在不喜欢这样子。
You could say, which is not a good thing to say, you're always late.
那最不好的表达方法就是说呢，你总是迟到。
In fact, what you might say is, I really feel upset when you're late.
你可以说呢，当你迟到的时候呢，我总是觉得不好受。
It's telling them how you feel.
就是告诉他你的感受。
Not scolding them.
不是在骂他。
But letting them know how you feel.
让他知道说你的感受是什么。
And then you know there's that thing of being able to say to our friends thank you for things that they do nice.
有时候呢，当对方做一些好事情的时候呢，你要懂得跟他们感谢。
Thank you for sharing with me.
谢谢跟我分享这些。
It makes the friend feel very good to feel like you care enough to thank them for sharing with them.
当我们有感激的这样的表达的时候呢，会让对方觉得说呢，对方是关心你的。
We said that a part of friendship is being able to share with that friend, but we must know what is appropriate to share to our friend.
我们说过建立友谊是要有分享的，但是你要知道有什么适合分享，什么不适合分享。
We must learn when to tell our friends something that is secret.
而且要知道说在什么时候适当的时候才告诉他这种秘密。
You must know why am I telling my friend this.
而且你也要确定为什么我要告诉对方。
Are you telling them this just to feel connected to them? Feel like, you know, you've shared something and now the two of you have it together?
你讲这些只是为了要让对方跟你好像共同的去知道这件事情而已吗？
Or maybe this thing that is really secret that you shouldn't be telling, maybe you want to just get it off of your chest.
还是说呢，你心里面呢有一些秘密的事情呢，然后你只是想把它倾诉出去。
On the other hand, it may be a cry for help.
有时候呢，或许呢，你是在向对方呼吁能够帮助你。
And then maybe it's just to show that you're in the know, you know what's going on.
还是说你只是要让对方知道说你知道一些事情。
Or maybe it's to get revenge.
有时候讲出来是为了要报复。
Or maybe she's telling you the secret for revenge. Maybe it's her sister-in-law, and she wants to get back at her, so she's telling you about this thing that has happened to her, the sister-in-law.
有时候对方告诉你一些秘密呢，是对于他的某一个人的一种报复，因为呢，他跟他一直有些嫌隙，所以呢，他想用来告诉你来报复他。
So you should know when it's not appropriate.To share your secret.
那你也要认清楚说有哪些时候或什么那秘密呢是不能这样子分享的。
If it's for revenge or to show your power or to show that you're always knowing what's going on, that's not a good reason to share a secret.
如果只是为了要一种报复或者只是为了要显示说你好像知道很多很多事情的发生你都知道这样的话这些话实在是不需要不适合来分享的。
If telling your secret achieves intimacy or help or change, then it may be a time you can really share that secret.
如果讲一讲你自己的秘密可以帮助对方或可以改变对方的话那就适合去讲。
But we need to understand the motive of why we're doing it.
但是你要看一看自己的动机为什么你要去讲这样的事情。
But you know, on the other hand, if you're trying to build a friend that always is dumping or loading their problems on you,
那另外一方面呢有时候呢对方常常会把他的心事或他的重担来跟你讲。
And it's always bringing the conversation back to their problem.
那他的讲话的内容呢总是回到他自己的问题。
Then this friend is actually acting selfish.
那这样的朋友呢他是很自我中心自私的。
And they will not make good friends.
这样的话是没有办法交朋友的。
And then you have that person that you talk to and tell them your situation or what you're sharing with them, but they're always saying, yes, but, yes, but.
那也有一种朋友是这样子的，当你跟他讲情况的时候呢，他总是说呢，啊，是的，但是，总是多了一个但是。
This is the kind of person that is always trying to solve your problem.
那这样的人呢，表示呢，他常常要用他的想法来解决你的问题。
When actually you're not looking for your problem to be solved, you're just looking for someone to listen to it.
那事实上，有时候分享或分担之间呢，只是你要把你的啊心情倾诉一下，你根本没有期待有人来帮你解决问题。
So if you find yourself always telling your problems, always coming back to self, then you have a problem.
如果你自己讲话的时候总是对朋友讲你自己的问题，你的难处的话，那你真的是有问题了。
And you will not keep a friend very long.
这样的话你没有办法持守一个比较永久性的友谊。
You know, friendship, as I said before, is needed by man.
人是需要友谊的。
But we must pick what kind of friendship we want.
但是哪一种友谊是你想要的呢？
Always you should try to find people that can help to edify you and build you up.
当然你总是要找到那种你所交的朋友是可以造就你，可以帮助你，可以建立你的。
Because there are some people you're better off not to try to develop a friendship with.
有一些人呢，你最好不要跟他交朋友。
Their friendship will pull you down.
那种朋友的友谊呢，有些人呢，是会把你拉下去的。
And we'll be talking more about friendship and building friendship.
我们会再继续的来谈多一点关于怎么样来建立。
The Word of God tells us that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
圣经的话告诉我们，如果有一个密友的话，胜于弟兄。
And so we should look for a friend like that.
我们要找的是这样的朋友。
Maybe you cannot find that in man.
或许呢，你找不到。
But I have learned in my life that I have a friend that is closer than a brother.
在我的人生当中，我找到了一个真正亲于我自己的亲人的这样的朋友。
You see, Jesus promised that he would be our friend.
耶稣答应我们，他成为我们的朋友。
His love toward man was what he wanted us to have.
他所给我们的爱就是要我们能够跟他成为朋友。
You see, that's why Christianity is more than just a religion.
基督徒的信仰不是宗教。
It's building a relationship with the Son of God.
是跟神的儿子建立关系。
You say that's impossible.
你说怎么可能呢？
It sounds like that's ridiculous.
听起来很荒唐的。
But no, my friend, as we go along and we recognize that there's an emptiness inside of us, that emptiness is because we need that friend.
这一点都不荒唐，因为你会发现你的人生，你的心里面呢，你会越来越发现有一个空处，是一个你需要被充满的地方。
We need the love of God and the friendship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那种需要就是需要神的爱，还有神的儿子耶稣的这种友谊。
And in our friendship with him, we develop such a compassion and love for man that we can really truly beFriends that edify one another.
只有你接受了或者是建立了跟神的儿子耶稣的这种友谊关系呢，之后呢，你就有那种爱可以来爱别人，然后你可以真正成为一个造就人的朋友。
We learn that it's not self, but that we love people for what they are and love them with a true heart.
我们会学习到不是只有为自己活，我们会学习到我们要接纳别人，而且从心里去爱人。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄 台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。